Let's read together 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. In these verses, Paul challenges Timothy to be a faithful Christian and be a good soldier of Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. First of all, let's consider some background notes that will help us appreciate the illustration of the good soldier. A primary purpose for Paul in writing 2 Timothy was to encourage Timothy in the faith. Timothy was a solid believer, but he was not an upfront, self-motivating kind of person. Timothy needed to be encouraged to keep moving forward. I'm sure a number of us here this morning can identify with Timothy's type of personality. And so Paul wrote this letter to Timothy to encourage him to stir up his spiritual gift and to be courageous in the faith and to be dedicated to the responsibilities of his call to Christian service. Here in chapter 2, Paul gives Timothy several models to illustrate what the dedicated Christian life is all about. These models are for us as well as for Timothy. Remember, this is not only a letter by the Apostle Paul to Timothy in the first century, it's God's word to us today. Each model emphasizes a different aspect of the dedicated life of the faithful Christian. And here in verses 3 and 4, we have the model of the soldier. I think the primary idea in the model of the soldier is sacrifice. Now remember, as far as background goes, we're not talking here of an American soldier in the 20th century, but a Roman soldier of the first century. There's no idea here of join the army and see the world, or join the army and get a free education, nothing like that. No, the primary idea in this model of the soldier is sacrifice. Now, with that idea in mind, let's move then to our doctrinal points or teaching points from the model of the soldier. Doctrinal point number one. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his life of ease. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his life of ease. Verse 3, once again. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The good soldier endures hardship. Again, remember that the Roman soldier of the first century is in view here, not the American soldier of today. But I think even today, the idea of hardship still characterizes the life of a soldier. I remember when I was going through military training, it was not easy. It was tough. You had to endure some hardship. Sleeping and eating outside in the rain was not fun. I remember once I had to clean the grease trap for an army mess hall. Anybody ever have to do that before? The grease trap for a large army mess hall is a below-ground cistern. Up at camp, right, Lou? Sure. But it's a below-ground cistern. To clean it, you have to climb down into it and scrape the grease off the walls. Not the most enjoyable job. But orders are orders. The good soldier endures hardship. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his life of ease. The faithful Christian may have to sacrifice TV time. The faithful Christian may have to sacrifice leisure reading time. The faithful Christian may have to sacrifice free weekend time. The faithful Christian may have to sacrifice many other life of ease times. Well, you can be sure the Lord will reward you for whatever sacrifice you make for him. But remember, like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his life of ease. It was very interesting when I was preparing this sermon yesterday that, as you know, the U.S. Open tennis matches are on TV. And if you watch those, it can consume an awful lot of time. So, I mean, if you like tennis, you know, you want to see what's going on. But here I am, you know, writing out my sermon, and I'm saying, sacrificing life of me, TV time. Wait a minute, what's the score? You know, and wanting to get that. Well, a little struggle going on there. I did have to sacrifice a lot. You know, you run down and see what the final score is and things like that. But in reality, that's what it gets down to. You're involved in the things of the Lord. You're going to have to sacrifice your life of ease if you're going to be a faithful Christian. God's not a killjoy or anything like that, but you're going to have to set your priority list. And some of this sacrifice of the life of ease is going to go on. Like a soldier, that faithful Christian sacrifices his life of ease. Doctrinal point number two. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his security. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his security. The beginning of verse 4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. The soldier that is in view here is on active duty. He's not on leave during peacetime. The soldier that is on active duty cannot be entangled in the affairs of this life. He must be able to move out and obey orders at a moment's notice. He can't be tied down with a lot of entanglements. He must be streamlined. The Roman soldier had to cut loose from anything in civilian life he was holding on to for security. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his security. That is earthly security. We are to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, not on this earth. Matthew chapter 6. Now, this does not mean a faithful Christian cannot have a secular job. In fact, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10 says, if a man not work, let him not eat. But we are not to be entangled. That's the point. Every earthly entanglement saps away our time and energy that we could give to the Lord. Did you ever notice that? The more things you're tied to, the less time you have for the Lord. The more your time and energy is sapped away. We should try to be more streamlined. Most of our earthly entanglements have to do with our earthly security. Would you not agree? Our investments, our possessions, our careers. They all take time and energy away from our lives as Christian soldiers. Let's try not to get entangled. Let's try to be more streamlined. Earthly responsibilities, yes. Earthly entanglements, no. Like a soldier, the faithful Christian sacrifices his security. If there's any one piece of advice I could give to Christian young couples this morning that want to be faithful Christians, try to be more streamlined. Try to be more streamlined as a Christian couple, Christ-centered home, because you think it through now. Every attachment you get, every connection you have, involvement you have, think it through. How much time and energy is this going to take away from the Lord and from His things? Does this connection, does this tie somehow produce more for the Lord, not take away? Doctrinal point number three. Like a soldier, a faithful Christian sacrifices his independence. Like a soldier, a faithful Christian sacrifices his independence. Look at the end of verse 4. That he, the soldier, the Christian soldier, may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. That was the goal and reward of the Roman soldier, to please the Roman emperor in whose army he served. The Roman soldier was single-minded. He submitted his will. He obeyed orders, even when he didn't understand them or like them. He didn't do his own thing. He sacrificed his independence. What about us? Are we good soldiers? Have we submitted our wills to the Lord? Do we obey his orders, even when we may not completely understand them or like them? Is the bottom line motive in our lives to please our commander-in-chief? 2 Corinthians 5:9 says, we make it our aim to be well-pleasing to him. Like a soldier, a faithful Christian sacrifices his independence. Practical application from this model of the soldier. Practical application number one. Are we going to heaven as Christian soldiers or Christian pleasure seekers? Are we going to heaven as Christian soldiers or Christian pleasure seekers? Now remember, once again, God is not a killjoy, but he's looking for soldiers, not pleasure seekers. Let's ask ourselves this question. How do we go about structuring our lives as Christians? Do we structure it around events of pleasure? Like this weekend, we're going to the beach. Next weekend, we're going to the football game. And then we fill in the blanks, if you will. We fill in what's left over of this calendar with our Christian activities. Or do we structure our lives as Christians around the Lord's work first? And then the events of pleasure are worked in as time and schedules allow. Think it through. The end results can be quite different. Are we going to heaven as Christian soldiers or Christian pleasure seekers? Practical application number two. Let's be real soldiers and not toy soldiers. Let's be real soldiers and not toy soldiers. By toy soldiers, we mean soldiers that just look like soldiers. They're not real. Toy soldiers are pushovers. Toy soldiers are easily manipulated by whoever's playing with them. Toy soldiers don't really fight. They just look like they're fighting. Toy soldiers are only part-time, only when they're out on display. Are you a real soldier or a toy soldier? Maybe we should ask, even this morning, because I don't know every one of you here, maybe we should ask, have you even signed up for the Lord's army? Or are you still looking, if you will, to carry the metaphor further, still looking at the recruiting poster? Listen, to enlist in the Lord's army, you must accept Christ as your personal Savior. That's the only way into the Lord's army. Once you've received Christ as your Savior, now, there's this matter of becoming a Christian soldier. God wants you to be a real soldier, willing to sacrifice. Let's be real soldiers and not toy soldiers.